Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for Starkey's Secret Stash, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And we're at Jurgles, getting ready for Fan Uncensored tonight. Very excited about
you
that.
You drove me to ask Laura, who is wonderful, not Lauren, our Lauren, Laura from Jurgles, who is kind of waiting on things up on the stage. You drove me, Joe, to say the magic words already.
Which are?
About 4 o'clock. She said, everybody okay? I said, I think I'd be more okay if I had a bumbleberry.
There you go.
You singing drove me to this point.
I'm going to sing to you tonight, Malzi. What's the word for it again? When you're outside somebody's window, what are you doing?
Serenading.
Yes,
serenading. So you'll be like John Cusack and say anything.
Yes, or like...
Now, hold on. Can I throw...
What?
Yes,
I'm
easy,
sorry.
Easy there, tough
much.
Boy.
Go. What?
Are you
You're ruining my line of thinking. I have this whole segment planned out.
That's a first. Are you going to throw a little profanity into whatever song you sing about me to make me look
bad?
I don't know.
If I may intentionally not use profanity tonight because it's uncensored. Anyway, Malzi... I told you about Chase Williams today from Channel 11.
Yeah. Everybody ripped the process.
Listen to this question, man. We're all standing around Heather Like, and he asked this question that implicates all of us, falsely, I might add, because I was never critical of Pitt's hiring process. I was writing columns and preaching on the air to the opposite. Was I not?
Yeah, I'll give you credit. You, from the start of... As soon as they hired Jeff Capel, and even before that, when people were starting to get a little leery of the whole thing, and I'll admit that I was starting to wonder how this was going to go, and I was starting to get skeptical. You continually said, and you were very consistent about this, because you have flip-flopped on other things in the past, you were very steadfast and consistent that you did not feel that the search had turned into a fiasco whatsoever.
So listen to this question for Heather Like with maybe, I don't know, with the crowd had reduced
so
to you, about
you,
six
you
or seven.
And Richie was definitely
Richie
there.
Was dude, there. Put, dude, Benzie was dude, there. Dude. Jerry DePaulo has been now implicated in this, perhaps. I think he was there. Here's the question.
You talked about being laser focused during the process.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us standing right here criticized in some form or fashion. How hard is that to block that out and ultimately find your guy?
Every single one of us standing here criticized in some form or fashion.
Every single one of us standing right here criticized in some form or fashion.
How about the you know what's on this guy?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's actually worse than I was expecting.
Chase Manhattan. This guy's unbelievable.
He's a younger guy. Would you ever get physical about something like this?
No. Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine you and Benzie snapping your fingers like it's West Side Story?
Oh, I leaned into Benzie. I was like, what? I didn't. And then Richie Walsh, he was up in arms as well. I thought there may be a fight. A TV
Richie
guy
and
fight.
Chase would be it'd be a hair fight, right? Hair versus hair.
Yeah, I had a camera guy behind me too that I've had some troubles with. So it was tense. People, the last news conference 2 years ago with Stallings was overtly tense. This one was sort of behind the scenes tense. And then this guy pipes up. How about that?
Well, one thing I know for sure now, there is a 0.0% chance that you and Chase Williams can ever have a healthy working like. You know, both members of the media relationship now, he could extend an olive branch. He could be genuinely apologetic about it and say, you know what, man, I don't know what came over me.
No, he's come after people on Twitter, too.
I understand that.
He's got that little something.
I'm saying even if he did fully apologize,
yeah,
knowing you the way I do,
yeah,
it
we're
will
done.
Always be held on to. You are a classic. One and done. You wrong Joe Starkey one time, however minor. You might have a pleasant enough relationship on the surface with this man, folks, if you're wanting to come to Fan Uncensored.
No, that's not true. I'm a forgiving person.
I don't know about
I caught you talking behind my back one of our first days on the air. I was coming up the stairs and you were saying something to Josh, like, I hope he screws this up on the air. Remember that?
No. And that's the other thing. You remember things that I have no recollection of whatsoever, which makes me wonder if you're fabricating them.
No, that happened.
You might forgive.
But you never forget.
Which means you really didn't forgive if you bring it back up.
Let's hear it again, Craigers. This is something.
You talked about being laser focused during the process. Mm-hmm. Every single one of us standing right here criticized in some form or fashion. How hard is that to block that out and ultimately
hold on? There's actually a better part of that, Craig. Go right back to the beginning, and when Heather Like says, mm-hmm.
And I know, that's the thing. He then pitted her against all of us.
You talked about being laser focused during the process.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us standing right here criticized in some form or fashion.
Every single one of us standing here criticized in some form or fashion. That's about the boldest and worst question I've ever heard.
What comes over him to make him think, like, look around, like, sort of read the lay of the land with who's standing around with him and say, you know what, I think I can toss all these guys into one basket?
Unbelievable. You know what, as I said. Now, him and Richie, we know Richie's hair is... It's almost
you said Chase has that little flip in the 50s.
A little flip like
yeah.
you'd see like a cartoon character,
yeah, okay.
like somebody on The Simpsons,
sure.
a little flip in front. And then Richie, his hairdo is unfathomable. Who has the better hairdo?
Probably Richie. Because if Chase were to like take a swing at Richie and clip it the wrong way, it'd be like touching a shark's skin, you'd bleed because Richie's hair would deflect it. Richie is a king of using a lot of product, I believe.
Any phone calls, Malzi, right now on the topic we were just talking about? I'd be willing to sacrifice the end of Starkey's stash to one of those.
No.
Okay, then we won't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.